With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli troops surround Gaza City.
The troops have divided the northern and southern parts of Gaza as communications across the besieged territory were temporarily cut on Monday for the third time since the war started. Israeli media is reporting the troops are expected to enter Gaza City on Monday or Tuesday. The developments come after Israeli airstrikes hit two refugee camps in the central Gaza Strip on Sunday, killing scores of people, health officials say. Israel has so far rejected US suggestions that it take a humanitarian pause from its relentless bombing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNews.com, after days of sitting on the sidelines, former President Donald Trump is in the witness box today at his civil fraud trial in New York. Julie Walker has more.
It's the most anticipated testimony of the civil fraud trial. Donald Trump taking the witness stand. The former president, who is the Republican frontrunner for the office again, has been outspoken in calling it a political witch hunt. Lawyers for the state attorney general who brought the lawsuit have been stressing the merits of the case. Before the trial began, the judge deciding the case found Trump inflated his wealth, something he denies. Now the focus is on the other charges in the lawsuit, including falsification of business records, insurance fraud, and conspiracy. Julie Walker, New York.
Aid is trickling into villages in Nepal's mountainous northwest. It was hit by a strong earthquake over the weekend. That strong tremor killed 157 people, injuring 256, leaving thousands homeless. On Wall Street, the Dow had 42 points, the NASDAQ adding 30 points now. This is SRN News. Most Americans pine for the 1950s.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 55% of adults believe that the country's culture and way of life have changed for the worse since the 50s. White evangelical Protestants feel even more strongly. 77% say the American culture and way of life of the 50s was better. 60% of mainline Protestants agree, as do 57% of Catholics. In fact, Democrats are the only group that generally feels the country is better now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as the horror of Hamas's October attacks remain fresh in their minds, Jews around the world will be remembering another historic violation this week. November 9th marks the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass. It happened in Germany in 1938 when Nazis attacked Jews and their homes, businesses, and places of worship, arresting some 30,000 Jewish men. This is SRN News. In consumer news, Tyson Foods recalling nearly 30,000 pounds of breaded chicken.
The company wants its Fun Nuggets off shelves after consumers complained of finding metal pieces in the dinosaur-shaped patties. The nuggets, sold in 29-ounce bags, were produced on September 5th by the Berryville, Arkansas company. Tyson says the recall is voluntary out of an abundance of caution. The nuggets, subject to the recall, carry the number P7211 on the back of the package and were shipped to distributors in Alabama, California, Illinois, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin to be passed on to retailers. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A new survey by the AP of Power 5 conference schools in Notre Dame shows 55 of 69 of them now sell alcohol in public areas of their stadiums on game days. And that's up dramatically over the past decade. Experts call it a reliable revenue stream. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.